Perek Aleph, Pasik Zayin. Kol hanecholim holchem al yam. All of the necholim, all of the streams, they flow into the sea. But v'hayam einenu moled. The yam, the Mediterranean, never fills up. El mekayim shanecholim, to the place shehanecholim holchem, to the place where the necholim holchem. Sham, that same place, heim shavim loloches, they return. Okay, so this can mean just close the. Out to the place where the Necholim Holchim, Sham Heim Shavim Loloch. Now, simply this means is that there's no end to it. The Necholim continuously flow to the place where the Necholim flow, which means again to the Yam. The Yam is the destination. To the destination, they continue to flow. There's just no end. This is an infinite flow of water that continues to flow into the Yam, from the Necholim to the Yam. Now, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is El Mekai means the source, not the destination. El Mekayim Shah Necholim Holchim, from the source where the Necholim travel, Shom Heim Shavim Lochas, they return. So the question is, the word El Mekayim, is this the source or is this the destination? If it means it's the source, so the Pasuk is telling us that there is an infinite cycle. The cycle is we go from the Necholim to the Yam, and the Yam is never mole. And the reason why the Yam, the Pasuk, El Mekayim, that means that it's the source, that it's telling us the reason why it's not mole, because there is an infinite cycle. It returns back to the source of the El Mekayim Shanecholim Holchem, to the place where the Necholim, the rivers flow, Sham, there, to that location, Heim Shavim Lochis, where the water from the Yam returns. So then the word Mekayim is giving us an explanation for why the Yam is not mole. However, if we translate El Mekayim to refer to the destination, it's not giving us an explanation, it's just telling us a fact. It's telling us that the Necholim, they travel to the Yam, and the Yam is not mole, the Yam never fills up, and this goes on forever. El Mekayim Shah, so it's basically telling us about the futility of life. It's telling us that everything continues to minug olam. The world continues to exist the way it was created, and nothing ever changes. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudos and the Rashi, and we'll get a better idea of the different interpretations of this pasuk. So let's first see the Mitzudos. Pasuk Zayin. Okay, Pasuk Zayin, the Mitzudos, Stavit. The rivers continuously flow and they pour out the water into the Yam. The rivers, you get the impression that the rivers are trying to flood. They have a goal. Their goal is to flood the Yam. But v'hayam einenu molei, im kol ze einenu ro'is, our eyes see she'en hayam molei, v'lo yasigu im kein tuchlaten. The river fails to achieve its goal, its hope. The yam, the rivers are attempting, tuchelis, it's the urine, what it yearns for. The rivers are trying to flood, they're trying to flood the yam, and they do not succeed. El Mekayim, and according to the Mitzudos Tavit, what is the reason? The reason why they fail is because the Yam, the river, does not realize that there is an infinite loop. El Mekayim Hasibahi, the reason why they have failed in their quest to flood the Yam, he She'el HaMekayim Sha'anecholim Nimshachim L'sham Hu Hayam. Okay, so according to the Mitzudos, it says here El Mekayim is the destination, to the destination where the waters flow, which is the Yam. Heim Shavim L'loches, the waters return back to their original source. HaNecholim Ba'atzmam Choyzhe Misham, the water of the rivers themselves return Misham, from there, from the Yam, from their destination, L'loches, to travel. Okay, again, we're going over here into into something with some type of scientific information which we're not familiar with. There are some invisible hidden channels underneath the earth, el mokoy motze hamayim, to the source where the water goes forth. It goes through this tunnel and it returns all the way back to the original destination, lamala. And once again the cycle begins, it flows into the yam. The imkain heim atzma mashchisim pri machshavtam, they themselves are suicidal. They are destroying the fruit of their thought. Musav hu lamala lechazeg mamar. Now this pasuk here, according to the parish of the this pasuk in its entirety, is going back to explain mamarav lahamis omel hakinyanim, referring to the rasha, trying to tell the wicked person telling us about the futility of this world, don't attempt to go and conquer this world, because if you attempt to conquer this world and acquire an amass enormous amount of wealth, all the wealth will be taken away, will go back to where it came from. But Omer, when it says, Hine behold, Bilvad she'ein bohem to'elas nitzri, besides the fact that you'll never permanently have in your possession your wealth, O nimsa bohem dovara, it's even worse. What's worse? Ki lo yivtach lahasigam imha amol, you're not going to be successful, you do not believe, have confidence that you will succeed in acquiring it, because pa'am b'sibah hazulas, sometimes it's due to other external reasons. Uchadeh Hashem asher yagiyu l'rik b'sibah skilgul ha'yomi, like the sun, it works for nothing. Upam besivas atzma chaderech anachol masharhema melim letohu besivas atzma, in their own work. So he's giving here two. I'm not really clear in the details, but he's giving us here two examples. The sun is forced. The gilgal hayomi, the day, the cycle of the day, the cycle of the day. Is what is calling an external force, and the yam is called an internal force. Sometimes a person tries to acquire, to accumulate wealth, but sometimes due to external forces that wealth is taken away from him. Sometimes when a person tries to acquire wealth, he himself outsmarts himself and his own actions cause him to lose his money. So the two examples that were given in these two psukim, the previous pasuk discussed, the coin to the mesudas discussed the shemesh, the zorach hashemesh uvo hashemesh, the el mikoymoy shoyef zorach husham, it goes back where it came from. The sun shines, and to the place from where the sun shines, that's where it returns. Now, according to the Mesudas, that is an external force. The sun is not in control. There are other forces out there in the world, the concept of time, whatever this is, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, which forces the sun to return to where it came from. That is a mashal. A person works hard to accomplish, to acquire wealth, and other external factors come along and they take away from the person what he has accomplished. Pasuk Zayin is describing when the person himself outsmarts himself. He works very hard and then he realized that all of his own labor was all for nothing because all of it went and it was undone. That's the Necholim, the rivers. The rivers are flowing to the Yam with an attempt to flood the Yam, but when they reach their destination, they just go into the tunnel underneath the earth and return from where they came from. So there's less words. Let's read these words one more time. These last words of the Mitzvah Stavid. Umusav hu lamala. These two psukim are going back in the previous pasuk. L'chazik mamarav, to strengthen the idea of havel havolim amar kohelas hakol havel lahamis amal hakinyanim, to make it detestable in the eyes of man the toil of acquiring wealth. But Oimroy, what here does he mean to say in these two psukim, pasuk vav and pasuk hey vav, and then pasuk zayin milavad? Besides she'ein bohem to elas nitzri, besides the fact that a person's wealth will not last forever, oy nimsa bohem davara, there's also something else evil. Ki lo yiftach, a person should realize that this, that should have no confidence lehasigam im amol, that you will succeed. Why won't you succeed? If you work hard, you should succeed. Person has to realize that sometimes pam besibas hazulos. Sometimes the reason why you do not succeed is because due to external forces. Uchederech hashemesh. The sun is a typical example. The sun tries to travel to do what it wants, but asher yagio lorik besibas hagilgal hayomi. All of its effort is worthless because there are other forces, the cycle of the day, which forces it to return to where it came from. Upam, there sometimes the other mashal besibas atzmai. A person's efforts are destructive. Uchederech hanachalim, the rivers asher hema amelim l'tahu besibas atzmam. Their own effort does themselves in. When they travel towards the yam, that force just ends up going through the tunnels under the ground and coming back from where they came from. Okay, obviously, it's a little complicated, a little difficult. I don't really have any greater. Yeah.
Another angle, for example, that the effort to amass wealth is no matter how much you gather together, you're never satisfied.
He's not saying that over here. That's a different idea. In Echanami, that's a separate idea. Mi sheyesh loy monoritzim osayim, but in Echanami, but
that's what he said.
Evkes liyisba, that's another idea. Here, according to the mitzuda stavit, everything the ayin panim l'torah. He's just here saying that you're not in control. A person, there are more factors in this world than you can be in control of, and no matter how hard you try, there's no guarantee for success. Unless, of course,
to highlight reality in terms of, rather than an analogy here, but if he uses it to say how long the Kriyas Yamsuf, how high the wall went.
Okay.
By how many, he says, Sheish Miyam Selim Bradley. So the wall was like 1,100 feet high of water. It kept building and building, and that's why, you know, that Shamu Amir was, and they saw
from a distance. The whole world was able to see.
Yeah, everybody saw
the massive height.
The wall like a mountain in the sky.
Okay. Let's see the Rashi. You know, the Rashi, we did this really yesterday. In my edition, the Rashi, we just kept in running. It was a run-on sentence. But let's see over here in this edition. Over here, Zayin Kol Hanachalim Halchim Al Yam VaHayam Einim Olei Lefi She'enam Nishan B'Seichai. The Yam, all the rivers that flow into the Yam, the Yam is not Molei Lefi She'enam. Why? Because the water of the river does not remain in the Mediterranean. Why? Ki Yam Ok Yinus Hu Gavoy Mikol Ha'olam. The Yam Yinus is higher than all the waters of the entire world. Kuloi Shnemar Hakare Linei Hayam VaYishpechem. Hashem called to the waters of the sea and He poured them out. Umehechon Adam Shayfech Milamalamata. When it says the word Shayfech, the word Shayfech automatically has a definition of pouring from above to lower. VaHanocholim. So therefore, the waters of the Yam. So according to Rashi in the beginning, Rashi appears to contradict himself. But first Rashi, you will see in a moment. But first Rashi says that the reason why the Yam is not full is because the Mediterranean is above all the other waters of the world, and gravity forces the waters of the Yam to be depleted. It flows to other sources. Then he goes on to say, "V'hanecholim holchem b'mechilas tachas tiranecholim." There are channels, there are rivers that travel b'mechilas in tunnels tachas haharim, underneath the mountains me'uk yinus, underneath the Mediterranean, the choyzrim v'noyvim, and they flow once again. The zehu, this is what it means in the pasuk, el makom shanecholim holchem sham heim shavim, to the place where the rivers flow, they return. Af. So in other words, there's an infinite cycle. There's a cycle, the Aegeanus is higher than other waters, which allows the force of gravity to cause water in the Aegeanus to travel back to the source of the rivers. Af HaRasha, and now he follows through the Rasha, Kol Uma Shaba Kenielach, the Rasha also, all of his accomplishments will be returned, will go back to the people from whom he stole the money from. So according, one thing we do, Rashi and the Mitzudas are pretty much are saying the same thing, and that the water of the Yam does not remain there, but there's a very big difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos, is that Rashi focuses specifically upon the Rasha. The Rasha will not succeed. His assets which have come into his hands illegally will return to the victims. Rashi is not focusing, the Mitzudas is not focusing on the Rasha. The Mitzudas is focusing on the average person. Even the average person, due to he's no guarantee he will succeed in his efforts to accomplish to mass wealth. Also, it can be taken away. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum. Targum Pasuk Zayin. The Targum says, "Ozel kol sita pasuk zayin kol nachlaya, all of the streams, umabuei maya, all of the streams and the fountains of water." So Targum adds in at this point in time something that's not in the pasuk. He adds in fountains. All it says in the pasuk is kol hanecholim holachim al hayam. That's nachlaya. That are the streams. But then he adds in Mabuei Maya. He adds in something that's not in the Pasuk, the fountains. Ozlin, they travel. V'nogdin, nogdin means, also mean, it means to be tilted. Okay, the Nimshach. Tamon, there where? Tamon. V'nogdin, Lemei Ok Yonos. Okay, here is only one Yud. And the Targum, actually in the Nekudos, it says with the comments, Lemei Okyanus, it's Nimshach to the Okyanus. Okay, does not, so that's a very interesting thing over here, that according to Targum, he's actually translating the word Yom to mean the Okyanus. Not everyone, if you learn in the Gemara, sometimes we tie it to the word Yom to mean the Atlantic. Atlantic. So it's over here, the Targum here is saying that the Yom here means the Okyanus. Okay, and then it goes on to say, Lemei Okyanus, Dim Sachar Le'olma, which the Okyanus surrounds the world. Okay, Necholim Holchim El Hayam. And the Okyanus is the body of water which encircles the entire world. Does that mean the Targum, when he lived, he was not aware that this is in America? Is not aware that there are other bodies of water in the world? And it's not clear. But he says the Okyanus is Dim Sachar Le'olma, Ki Gush Panka, like a choysam, a seal. Gushpanka is on a barrel. You want to wrap a seal around the barrel to make sure that it's shut tight and no one tampers with it. It means it completely envelops the barrel. He's telling us that the Okyanus, the Mediterranean, is the body of water which completely surrounds the world. The whole world is sealed. Next, the Okyanus and the Okyanus loy sohi. It's not, like so means the lesson of lo, is never mismalay, is never filled with water. Ulasar, and to the place, din chalaya ozlin, the place where the streams travel, vinogdin ar nimshach, tamon vir inun toivin, they return. Lemezal mitzi noire tohoima, they return to go to the caves of the Tohoim, to where they've come from. Okay, so it's similar to what the Targum and Rashi said, what Rashi and the Mitzudas says. The only thing he's coming to hit over here is he's coming to very to define the Yam is the Okyanus, and it's telling us that the Okyanus surrounds the entire world.
The Rashi and the Mitzudas both say that they had Kavanas come back. They're going with an intention to through the water.
What do you mean?
That's what the Mitzudas said in the second thing.
It comes back, it returns. So that's what the Targum also says. It comes back to them. It's not necessarily bad. According to the Mitzudas, it was didn't say the word bad. It just says that the amelos, a person, that the focus of the Mitzudas was that a person is not in control in this world.
That's a person.
That's the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas, that's the Shemesh and the Necholim. And sometimes a person does himself, and sometimes it's due to external forces. A person is limited. A person's success in this world, according to the Mitzudas, is limited for two reasons. The first reason is due to external influences. The second reason is a person himself doesn't know what he's doing, and sometimes he undermines himself. The two examples of the Shemesh and the Necholim are external influences and internal influences. That's the Mitzudas. There's no guarantee to succeed. There's no guarantee. You do yourself in. You don't realize that your efforts are causing harm.
Not badness.
It just means that when a person works, you're undermining yourself. You don't realize that following that, going down this path, you're going nowhere. You're building a bridge to go nowhere. That's according to the Rashi, focuses more on the Rish, the previous Rashi. Rashi focuses on the Rishoyim, the last words of Af Harosha Kol Uma Sheba Kein Yelech. Rashi is going back in Pasuk Zayin to what he said in the previous Pesukim, that we're dealing here with a Rosh who takes away, he accumulates wealth as Shaloi Kedin, and he gives it over to his children, and his children will have to give it back to the victims and appease them. Okay, this is the basic. Let's go to the next verse. Pasuk Ches. Kol Hadronim Yigiyim Lo Yuchal Lish Lo Daber Lo Yisisvayin Lerois. All words are Yigiyim. They tire you out. Okay, we'll see what this means in a moment. Lo Yuchal Lish Lo Daber. A person cannot speak. A person, if he tries to speak, to express everything that's in his mind, it is impossible. Lo Yisisvayin Lerois. If you try to see all that there is to see in this world, you will never be satisfied. Velo Simulei Oizen Mishmaya. If you try to listen to all of the Shiurim online, why? Torah.org, you'll never finish. There are only over 100,000 shiurim, so even if you start today, it's not likely you'll be able to listen to every single shiur that's online. Can you imagine, only 15 years ago, you can probably listen to every shiur that's available. How many shiurim were there available? Go back 15, 20 years ago. He had a Verizon shiur, he was a pioneer. He had dial-up tapes. You can master everything to a certain point, but not anymore. Now the amount of Torah that's out there is infinite, but here he's not talking about Torah, he's talking about listening to all that there is to understand. It is impossible to conquer the, basically the Pasuk here is saying that it's impossible to conquer this world. Let's see the Mitzvah of Pasuk Ches in Yigim, to it will wear you out. Your geah, to become tired. If you attempt to conquer the world, you'll get worn out. You will not succeed. You will wear out way before you reach your goal. Let's put the Mitzudas Pasuk Ches Kol Hadram Yigim Hinei Kesh Adam Omel. When a person works, Umasig Toichaltoi, and achieves his plan. He brings his plan to fruition. Oz yonuach velo yiyagea oid. Then he can rest. If you have a plan and the plan is successful, then it's time to relax and not to work anymore. Aval kishe'enei masig. When you don't achieve your goal, also omel, then you work continuously. There is no end. The work is infinite. Then there is never rest, and there is only toil, and the toil can wear a person out. Also omel v'yageya ad ein tachlis, until there is no end. Ulze omar, and that is what Shlomo HaMelech is writing. Hine kol honyonim shevoilam heima yagiyim. The world ha'olam ogashmi, there is no end. Ki ein shum davar motzi techalto. There's no way a person can achieve his goal. Someone's gave me the mashal. You go to work. The type of work I used to do is it's like you're a cleaning lady. Every day there's more garbage. What you think you're going to work for a couple of weeks and then you're finished? There's no end to the work. Every day it accumulates more garbage. There's no end to what needs to be done. Like, exactly, there's no end. That's exactly what it's saying over here.
Look at all the garbage. If it wasn't for the garbage, you wouldn't have a job.
If it wasn't for the... Exactly. There'll always be more. Let's, next words, the next page on the bottom. Lo yuchal ish ledaber koimer. This means to say, im eretza lefaret es kol honyonim she'enam masigim techalta miyafshar. If you want me to explain to you all the various things that you'll never succeed in achieving, it's impossible. Ki ben odam lo yuchal lesaper es kulam ki rabim heima'ot. I can't even describe to you all of the things that you cannot succeed in accomplishing, because there are so many things. It's impossible even to relate the items that you cannot succeed. Loi sispa ayin ochas b'moshel mi ben adam hasoveya ma'oid. Person is very satisfied. At sheyev shaloi le'echol od. And he can no longer eat. So the word tispa is a word which really is used in reference to eating. Avasavata. Ka'olayma. What he means over here is, im ho'en yonim ho'ele, yireh be'enav, if these things you can see in your eyes, if it would be possible to see in your eyes all of the things that a person would want to accomplish in his lifetime, hine ha'ayin lo tisbat. So mashal, the eye would never be satisfied, until it will be impossible to see anymore, because they will all disappear, ve'ein od mizeh maliros. Don't think that you can see everything there is and there'll be nothing more to see. That's impossible. Ki be'emes yesh od maliros. If you would attempt to go and see everything that there is in this world, that there is to accomplish, everything there is to do, it would be impossible. There would always be more to see, like it said before, when it comes to speaking. V'loy simoli oizen chaza ve'ochaz b'mashal mikhli mole. Utensil that is full. If you have a utensil that is full. So oizen here means a utensil. Oizen here does not mean the ear.
The handle.
The mitzudos tzion. What does he say? There is no mitzudos tzion over here. Okay, let's see. Kolaymar. If these things he would try to hear with his ears, it's impossible. Because you'll think that you will hear everything there is to hear and there's nothing more to hear. It's not so. There's always more what to hear. Okay, so the basic idea over here is that don't think you can accomplish, go back, if you try to describe all of the things that you can accomplish in this world, you're going to get worn out because there's more than it's possible. And then he gives other mishalim la yichal ish ledaber. That's part of the dvarim la sisvayin lerois and v'lo simole oizen mishmoya. Three different mishalim: the speech, sight, and the ear. Okay, let's see the Rashi pasuk ches. This pasuk ches, going back to my yisron, there is no benefit. There is no benefit, there is no sochar in this world. Now what is referred to? So he's going back to his old interpretation that if a person wastes his time on this world instead of studying Torah, im machlif hu esek haTorah l'davar b'dvar b'teil, a person will exchange, will devote his time to things other than Torah, l'daber b'dvar b'teilim, to speak dvar b'teilim, harei heim yagiim, they will wear him out, v'lo yuchel hasig es, kulam, will not be able to achieve all of them. V'im b'maris ha'ayin v'olas, if he wants to go look at things, ein eloi sispa, if you want to go tour, you want to go travel, check out the whole world, go on a vacation, you'll never be able to go visit all the places in the world and see everything that there is out there, out of the sea. Lo sispa v'im b'shmias oizen ozna lo simola, your ear will never hear all of the things that there are to hear. Okay, now the Targum has a whole different interpretation. He talks about nevuah. Let's see if I'm not mistaken. Ches, let's see, pasuk ches. Pasuk ches. Kol, yeah.
If you look at what you should accomplish, you look at everything, you'll never find an end to it.
Satisfaction.
You concentrate on one thing that you really want, and this they say on Pirushat Tefillah.
Yes.
You say what you really want, and you then ask Rabbi Shalom, this is my tapas that I want.
Then you'll accomplish. Then, when you give up.
You're not looking at anything else. Then you're not listening to anything else. You're on one item.
Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum. Targum folks a whole different approach. Kol piska maya da sidin lumeheve ba'olma. All of the events. So the dvarim are not words of the mouth. The dvarim are, according to the Targum, means events. Kol piska maya da sidin lumeheve. What?
Like at the beginning of the Parshas Dvarim.
Ela ha dvarim.
These place names can be
interpreted
as events.
Events, okay. But dvarim simply mean, okay, fine. So here's kol piska maya, all of the matters that asidin limi have ba'oma that are going to happen in this world. Ishtal ihu v'hoi niviyaya. The prophets got tired. So he adds in the prophets, Kad Moin, the early prophets Ishtal'ihu. Ishtal'ihu means they exerted themselves. They exerted themselves very much to know about the future events, and they failed. V'lo yichilu l'mishkach sofhon. They were unable to discover, to achieve what's going to be in the future. The prophets, using their talents, their koichas, their kedusha, try to look into the future, see what the end will be, how the world will come to an end, how Mashiach will come, how the world will reach its mission, its goal, and they have failed. Kol hadvarim yigiim lo yuchal ish ledaber. So the ish here refers to the neviim. They were unable to achieve ledaber, to speak about what exactly is going to happen at the end of days. Then kmochein. Furthermore, can they pass? I don't know. But he says here for ish Moshe. Here he clearly refers to the ish over here as the prophets. Let's go further. Let's see. Baram, however, hachi les leirushuligvar. Therefore, the bra means the bot hoche less lay rishu ligvar lemalola. A man does not have permission. He does not have permission ligvar lemalola mo da silume se basrahi. What's going to come later on?
To tell about it.
So they were not able. They were not, so I don't, this seems to be a problem here in the Targum. I don't know how it flows. First, he says all of the matters that are going to be in the future, lo yechilu lemishkach soifhon. They were not able to discover what's going to be. Then he goes on to say, but even what they did know, Biram, hachi, because of this, I don't know how it flows. I don't really get how it flows. Likewise, Baram Chachi, likewise, Les Le Rishu Ligvar Limalola, man does not have permission to speak, Moda Asilim may say, Bostrehi, to reveal the future, what will happen later on.
Even though they saw.
They did see some things. They did not see the ultimate. They didn't see the ultimate. But they did indeed see things in the future. And even those things, they're not allowed.
Some future events. See,
those, they're not allowed.
Disclose some of the future events, but not the ultimate.
But that they're not allowed. V'lo yochlo eino limechse kol ma'ada asilim hevi ba'olma. And the eye is not able to see. Again, he goes back. The eye is not able to see what's going to be kol ma'ada asilim hevi ba'olma in the world. V'lo yochlo udno. The ear is not able to fill up milishma paskame kol diyori alma. All the words of the inhabitants of the world. Okay, he doesn't seem like he's talking about prophecy at the end. Maybe he is.
Targum himself goes into Poras.
He himself tells about what's going to be with Poras. We learn in the end of Sefer Eich. Okay, so okay. I don't
know. Listen to Shlomo.
Okay, but he's over here. He's telling us over here is that basically he's telling us he saw that all of this, according to his interpretation, we're dealing with what is going to be. Prophecy, and these events are concealed from man, and man is not allowed to reveal. We know that there are a lot of stories about people who wanted to reveal the coming of Mashiach, people who did know. There are definitely stories, and suddenly they died. They were taken, they somehow had a revelation in Daniel when Mashiach will come. They figured it out, and they wanted to reveal the information, and I don't know all the details, but they are... Yaakov was concealed from him. Yaakov did not write. That's the Kina on Tisha. One of the Kina's Tisha B'Av is all the different people who foresaw in the future, all the Marishon. He knew about the whole Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, what's going to happen. Yaakov Avinu knew. Other tzaddikim knew. But it was prevented from them from revealing this information. They even said that there were people who knew exactly where the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were hidden. They found tunnels in Eretz Yisrael where the Kelim were hidden. It's in the book All for the Boss. The book All for the Boss, the person that came to Rabbi Herman and he told them exactly where it was hidden. And the story there goes, they asked the Gedolei Yisrael and they were told they should not reveal it. And these things were hidden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Hashem gives a person a gift and he lets him know these things, you're not allowed to reveal it. So let's go to Pasuk.
What does it mean?
The Mikdash again?
Mishachar Beis HaMikdash.
Nidnu Nevuah L'Shoytim.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
The Nevuah was given to the Tzaddikim. they keep quiet. The shaitim don't know how to control themselves.
So they're the ones who reveal it. Okay.
Who says that? Who says that?
He says it.
I say
it. He says it.
Oh, it's not mine.
Yeah?
Why would a Shem reveal it? The stories you get,
it's a gift. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a person the satisfaction. If you know something, there's a certain degree, you know yourself. If you know certain things, there's a certain degree of satisfaction that you personally have. There's satisfaction.
Hashem has made you a special person by revealing it.
Yeah, possibly, yes. On the other hand, it's torture. Torture is that you can't, the whole hana of knowing something is to reveal to someone else. What story?
He was eating the rabbit.
He was eating him alive. Because he wanted to tell someone. The hanav knowing that you go to olam haba. You got to say, a person go. You come back. You have to tell everyone what you saw. That's the whole hanav. It's the brag. This is what you saw. If you can't tell someone, that itself is torture. But to some degree, a person who is a holy person, he has satisfaction. He has satisfaction that you know that you know to be true. I saw last Parshas Devarim. There, it's a beautiful Devarim. Parshas Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to Yoshua, he says to him, he tells him to be strong. He tells him, now that we've conquered Sichon and Oig, I don't remember the exact details. So the Mefarshim says that Moshe, why does it diata now Moshe Rabbeinu Yishim Mechazek Yoshua? It's because there's no greater Hanon in this world than being Mispalel, Takadosh Baruch Hu, and being answered. When a person in his lifetime sees that his tefillos were answered, that emunah is so great, it can completely transform a person. The ability to look back in your life and to see that your tefillos indeed were answered brings you to a very great degree of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know there's emunah, you may have emunah, but when you see the cycle of it coming to be fulfilled, it's very, very great. Moshe, I don't remember the psukim, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals a secret to a person, that's in the category of a certain satisfaction. And that satisfaction is
that level of realization, it's very
satisfying.
Mind-bending. Yeah. You realize that this is for real.
It's for real, right. So there's a very great degree of satisfaction. But just because you have that satisfaction does not allow you to reveal it to other people. Right. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. So you have a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them this reward by giving them the satisfaction, the semuna, which propels them to reach even higher levels of Kedusha. But they are not permitted to tell this information to other people because it was not meant for them.
When Hashem tells, like Moshe,
to go tell.
Lay more. By that Hashem and Moshe, lay more.
Tell other people.
Otherwise, it's amazing.
Is
private.
So some of the Nevi'im, like in Yo, did they, don't take it wrong, but I'm going to ask my question. Did they have a sense of failure that they had tried their best as Nevi'im to tell Klal Yisrael?
Did they often
feel like, I've tried and I'm failing?
They were very depressed. Yirmiyah complains. He complains very, very much. Yonah ran away. He didn't want to give over. So yes, the Nevi'im were very troubled people. They were loners. They had a very difficult life.
I don't know if you said it over by Yonah Yirmiyah or Yoshio, because he blames himself. He blamed himself for not accomplishing his mission. God gave him a mission, and he blames himself for not having greater hashpah on Klal Yisrael.
Except Eliyahu, he blamed everybody else.
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk.
In the middle, that's what I should say.
Ma shehaya.
Where are you?
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Ma shehaya hu sheyiye, ma shenaaso hu sheyiye. So what was will be, and what was very poetic. What was hu sheyiye, ma shenaaso hu sheyiye. Another way of describing the same thing. When what was, hu sheyaseh will be the ein kol chodosh tachas hashamesh. Nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that exists, science is affixed. Science is not expanding. The universe may be expanding, but the rules of science have not changed. All of the events, the rules have been put into place. Let's see first the Mesudas Pasuk Tes, the different ideas in this pasuk. Is it? Masha Hoya Koimer. Let's see. Let's see what the Mitsuda Stav, Pasik Test. Masha Hoya Koimer. This means to say, Pen Yia Lev Adam Nifte Olav Loimar. Maybe a person's heart may be enticed to say, Hey Nemes, Cain, Hoya Biyam Harishon Masha Shum Inyan Mehan Yanam Lohi Sig Tochal. Are you giving me Musa? Again, the Mitsuda is going back to Lishi Tosai. He's going back to his previous thing that Shlomo is giving advice. Don't think you're going to accomplish. Don't think that you are in control of your destiny. There are other forces out there that will prevent you from achieving your goals. You need siyata d'shmaya. A person may come and question, is this really so? Maybe it was true for you, Shlomo HaMelech. You were not in control. You were subject to other influences. But me, we're living in the modern world today. Today we're living in the 21st century, so today we have advances in technology. We have new ways of doing things, so maybe today a person can achieve his goal. A person can be 100% in control of his life. I tell people everything has to be perfect. They have to, even when they have children, they go to a doctor and decide, will it be a boy, will it be a girl, and they're going to decide exactly when they're going to conceive, when they're going to give birth, and they're going to decide every single little thing has to be perfectly planned. Oh, but Shlomo HaMelech, he told me in the previous passage, there's something called the sun, there's something called the Nechalim, and the sun means there are external influences, and the Nechalim means that you yourself don't even know what you're doing to yourself. Yeah, that was good in the previous generations, but not in the modern world. The modern world, a person can be 100% in control. So that is what he's coming here to reject. No such thing. What was true for me is going to be true for you. One more time. Koimer, pen yi elev adam nifte, person alav loimer, persons may be enticed to say, hey nemes, Cain, it may have been true, hoya, that it was, beyam harishom, your earlier days, asher shum inyi meonyanim lo yisig tochalto, that no human being was able to achieve his goals. Be'omel haigia through hard work. Avaloikin hu behayam. But that's not true today. Today you live in America, land of opportunity. It's in your control. You work hard and you're going to succeed.
There are things in life you can't control.
Well, maybe what?
Illness.
Who says?
Children.
Why can't you control death and illness? Today you go to the best doctor. Today they have the center. You listen to the radio, the center for longevity. Right? Then you have those advertised on the radio? Car accidents. Google has we have a society where the only problem they didn't realize is that the Google car gets to an accident with the Apple car.
They said there were 12 accidents with driverless cars so far, but 9 of them were
caused by the other
driver car. Only 3 were the fault of the driverless car.
I read somewhere that one driverless car got into an accident with another car that was the cars are programmed to watch out for human beings, but they don't know how to deal with one of their own. One of their own. That they're not yet so smart. What? No, but why? Didn't you hear the advertisements for the Institute of Longevity? You go to the doctor when you're 10 years old and they right away can analysis and they can check you out and they can make sure you live forever? That's exactly what this pasuk is saying according to the Mesudas. Shlomo, speak for yourself. All of your rules don't apply to the modern age. Lezeomar, to this Shlomo says, you don't know what you're talking about. Da, you should be aware. Dalacha, you should be fully aware. Masha hoya me'os hu levado mashiyah gamata. That what was then is true today. Masha nasa me'os, the things that were created. Ashahi means events. The events that happen are the same events are going to happen today. Masha nasa means things that happened. Me'os hu levado mashiyah ose gamata. Vukofal inyan demila shanas. He's repeating the same idea. Poetically, nothing has changed. A person is not in control. The rules of creation are that a person has to come on to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be mispalel to be successful. A person is not in control. We really have this nisayon today, because today we believe to a very large degree that we are in control. We are a person. There's so many things out there. What? It's a tremendous nisayon in war and in health. And in Parnasa, a person can, if a person can take his life in his own control. So he says it's not so. You can't take life, you're not in control. Hashem is in control. If you want to be successful, you have to be mispalel. Even if you're mispalel, who says Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want you to be successful? Then kol chadosh, ein shum davar chadosh b'mokem hazrichas Hashemesh hu olam kuloi. When it comes to the rising of the sun, nothing has changed. Uchoimer kemosh loy nishtaneh lahaschade shum davar b'olam. Just like in science, nothing has changed in science, so too in control of your destiny.
By science, a lot has changed. And this is the way we learn science.
Where we understand science, our understanding of science has changed, but science has not changed. The sun is still rising in the east, sets in the west. That hasn't changed. Nishtana hateva. Nishtana hateva. Medicines. We used to work in one day. There's evolution. The concept of man evolves. That man is able to adapt over hundreds of years to the environment. People live in different countries. They have different koichos in order to adapt to the conditions of their environment.
Spontaneous generation. There's passages in the Talmud which talk about that.
So spontaneous. That's nearly nine.
Talk about a different type of nature.
No, spontaneous generation is not necessarily a good example. Other examples are referring to, but spontaneous generation can mean that according to Leinheim, to the human eye, there appears to be something called spontaneous generation. In order to realize that there's no spontaneity, you need a magnifying glass. But Chazal, we're talking about what is near Leinheim to human perception. Okay, look further. Kein loy nishtane gam zos ki ad oylam ein shum inyan masik tochalto. So therefore, just like in science, nothing has changed, so too in man's attempt to control his life, his destiny, that also has not changed. Ki ad olam ein shum in masig techalto, there's no human being that will achieve his goal, his desires, the amal hayigia, through his own effort. Kasher lo yehesig me'oz, just like man in the past, Shlomo says, was unable to achieve his goals. You're not in control in this world, even in the modern day and age. Just like science has not changed, so too man is not in control of achieving his goals. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Tes. Masha Yahu Sheyeh. Kol Masha Hu Lomad Bedavar Shu Chilufi Hashemesh. Everything which you've learned with Bedavar Shu Chilufi Hashemesh Ein Bei Chiddush. In Davar here means in science. For example, the exchanging of Shu Chilufi Hashemesh Ein Bei Chiddush. There is nothing new. Lo yira elamash, you're not going to see in this world elamash hoya kavar shenivra b'sheishes yimehabreishes. Avol, here's where Rashi is coming to say something very different than the mitzudos. Avol hahoyge b'toyra motz b'tamid chidushe ta'amim king in shenema, like it says the dadeha. We're comparing a Torah to a child nursing from his mother. A child will always find taste in nursing. Dadeha yiravucha, her bosom will give you satisfaction. B'chol eis, ma hadat hazeh kol zman shatinik mimashmesh bo motzi boitam. When a child nurses, he always finds new taste, new nourishment. Kein motzi, so we find this idea was expressed motzi by Masechtas Chagiga, Shomer Abilaz ben Hurkinis, Devarim shloish shamaton, oizen b'maisa merkava. Chidushim in divrei Torah. So according to Rashi, to summarize the Targum, is going to say come out the same exact thing, that this idea that nothing is new is only Tachas HaShemesh. Shemesh is a code for Gashmias. But in the world of spirituality, in Ruchnias, there's always going to be creativity, there's going to be new Chidushim, which basically means that the understanding of Torah that we have today is new. Every generation contributes a new understanding, a new Chiddush in Divrei Torah. And that itself, which is a little bit controversial, Rashi's idea. Because there's a Chazal that says, Kol ma shetalmid vasik osir lehischadesh, it was nigle l'moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Every insight, every novel insight, which a Talmud Vosik, a precious child, was meant to be mechadesh, all the Chiddush Torah Moshe Rabbeinu already knew about, which seems to indicate, according to this Maamar Chazal, that even in Chiddush Torah, everything already was set.
This is perfect for this Maamar Chazal, because that's called a Yainik. Yonik means that you're pulling out new milk.
New, but it's not new. There's a famous joke. To illustrate this idea, before we just go back, there's a joke. What the joke is that if you say a crumb of art, you say a person gets up and he makes a drasha. And his drasha is totally nonsense. Right? You go to a speech, go to a Yahi Kala, you say total nonsense. The rabbi, and he says these chidushim, but the Talmidei Chacham in the audience know that the rabbi said doesn't make one bit of sense, it borders not be courses, and it's total nonsense. So they say to him at the end, what you said was an emes chidush. Why do you say that it was an emes chidush? It's a true chidush, because kol ma she talmid vosik osed lehischadish, Moshe already knew. This Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. This he did not know. Because this is scrub. It's nonsense. So this indeed is an emes chidush. It's an emes chidush.
I always thought I was getting complimented.
An emes chidush. So that's the joke. Now that joke is all built on an assumption that really there's no Torah, there's no new chidushim in Torah. Every possible way of understanding a pasuk in Chumash, ayin panim l'Torah. 1,000 ways to understand a pasuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu already knew it was forgotten, or it was hidden from man, and now every generation has the ability to extract, to bring to light new chidushim. If you take this Rashi at face value, he's saying it's not so. He's saying that a person today can come up, Hashem gave man the ability to come up with ideas that are MS, that are faithful to the Torah, that are completely new. And that is the koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah is the true koyach of creativity. And creativity is the ultimate satisfaction man has in this world. When it's the same old, everything is the same, you get burnt out very quickly. If you have a job and you do exactly the same thing every single day, burnout. It's no good. You always hear people complain about their work. I do the same thing. There's no room for promotion, to grow, to do new things, learn new things. I just do the same thing again and again. It can drive you crazy. Torah is where man has the ability to be creative. So in the big picture of things, that's the koyach of Torah. And that's exactly what Rashi is saying in this pasuk, is that ma shehoya hu sheyeh, ma shenasa hu sheyeh oseh, v'ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. In science and in teva, it's all the same. Nothing new is going to happen. But in l'mala min ha-shemesh, something that is above the sun, meaning above the world of the mundane, above the world of gashmias, there is creativity. There is chidushim. There are new things. There is growth. And when there's growth and there's creativity, there is enormous satisfaction. And that is why people that you see people that are shomer Torah mitzvos and they're oisik in Torah, as they get older, they grow. You definitely see by from people who are they learn dafyomi, and then even in the secular world, even in their parnasa and even in their professional life, they never retire. They're growing because the satisfaction of being creative in Ruchnius carries over into other areas of their life and allows them to develop and grow and steig all over. Yeah?
In a Gashmius world, you're taking something that was and you maybe combine it with something else that is, and you have something new, a new creativity that you're finding out.
Right, right.
That's fine. Now, the human being, when he's born in one as a tabula rasa, a blank. And so everything that comes into his
is new. That's so, what.
And when he finally comes up with what you call a chiddush, it's predicated on what already has come into his.
Okay, but it's still new. It's a new insight.
You call it new, but it's really not new. It's just based on old.
I know, but we're saying there is a possibility to actually have real creativity, things that are on what.
I was going to ask what does it have to say? Kol Chodosh could have said Pasa could have just
Ein Chodosh
Tachas Hashemesh. The word kol chadash means nothing totally new, that in there, even in something new, there's something old, you know.
Even in some, of course, things that are new, you're building upon. I always find it very frustrating. You know, you learn tzfar, like you learn. You have a chiddush. I always tell you this. You say a chiddush in the yeshiva world. They're very critical on people saying chiddushim. What?
Where does it come from?
Right, they always want to know. You say an idea. You have a pasuk. You have an idea on the parsha, an idea in the gemara. They're always right away willing to shoot you down. Well, who says this? You're saying your own chidushim? You can't say that. Who are you? Who are you to say a chidush? You have to show me that the Brisker Rav says it. You have to show me a Beis Halevi. A lot of it's very frustrating. A lot of the svarim, you go into the svarim store, there's a plethora of svarim out there. 99% of the svarim are just spin-offs of the same old chidushim. They take a Reb Chaim, right? You have a Reb Chaim on a Daf Gemara, a little knetch.
That's what they say. All the Rishonim are really commenting. Why is Rashi so important? Because basically, all the other Mefarshim are just basically commenting on Rashi.
Right.
More than commenting on the Chumash, they're looking at Rashi and taking that and going forward. Because he put bugs into everybody's head. It was the Rambam, the Ramban.
Well, did the Rambam ever see Rashi? That's a very big question. Did the Rambam ever see Rashi?
I understand. That's why I said that originally the first Shas had Gemara Rambam on the side.
Rambam was a lot younger. He was about, what, like 70 years younger than Rashi? Rambam was younger.
But I mean, in general, they comment on each other rather than having... In other words, when somebody else says something, it triggers a thought. So it's not a new thought totally.
It triggers, right. That's how the mind works. You can't...
another thought.
You have to...
realize it. Now I understand something.
You have to have ideas. In order to come up with new ideas, you have to build them upon old ideas. You have to have information in order to develop. Yeah.
Like that.
What you said before about people asking who it is, I think it's because they want to be able to... properly attributed
roots. No, there's no.
Somebody says, where did you hear that? Isn't the Gemara said that you have a shame armor?
If you say something new, then people are very skeptical to accept it. You're saying an idea. I don't want to accept it. Who are you? I don't hold from you. There's no one today that's alive today that can say new things. Everything has to be basically old. And if you want to go say something, you can make connections. But to come up with new ideas, new yesodos, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And if you have to be very original. Yeah, you're very original. You right away put under scrutiny. Who says that what you're saying is really authentic?
I'll be honest with you. You've told us some things, and I've asked you who's it.
Yeah.
It's yours. So when I go quote it to my wife at the table,
yeah,
I said it's Rabbi Levine said this, and he said it in his own name.
Okay, so
I'm amazed by some of the things you come up with. It's not a...
It's crumb.
It's such a good idea. You want to give credit to...
The satisfaction. Okay, this is an idea. The Rashi here says... I just want to point out. Rashi here says here that it's something very controversial. Rashi says that when it comes... Ein chodesh... The Mitzvot did not say this. Ein chodesh tachas, Hashemesh tachas, in the Olam Hagashmi, there is no room for chidush. Everything already that was science is a done deal. There's nothing new. In the world of Torah, there is room for creativity. There is an ability to open up new ideas, new concepts. That's the world of Torah.
What is the word of Hoyge? He uses a word I never saw about Hoyge B'Torah. Why didn't you say Avatar and Mats by Thomas?
Hoyge means to toil. Yigia Hoyge is another word to think. Hoyge means to think.
To work
in Torah. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum quickly. Pasik. We did the Rashi. In 1 second. Okay, pasuk tes. Moda hava min kadmas tana. What already exists the kadmas tana from years before? Who asil limi havei basar kain is going to be true in the future. Moda is avid min kadmas tana. Okay, and what has ma the isavid? So there's the havo and the isavid. Okay, two different words. Ma shehoya is the translation of Mashachoya is Ma de Hava, and Mashanaso is the Isavit. So Hava means in time. Events that happened in time will repeat itself. And things, this Isavit means the things that happen, not events, but actually things. I'm not really exactly sure the exact difference between the Hava, Shahoya, Shanaso. The Mitsudos said that there's exactly the same thing. It means exactly the same thing, just the different words. At sof kol dorei olma, till the end of the world, the less klum piskom chadas ba'olma hadein techosh shimsha. And there is nothing new. There's no new event that's going to happen on the world. Same, pretty much, very a translation of the pasuk is not telling us any obvious chiddush. Okay, we'll stop over here.
I hear he would never he would say, but he would never say. The only one he ever called was the Ma'arit.
Who's the Ma'arit himself?
After a while, somebody asked him, who's the Ma'arit? Yitzhak Isaac Temple.
Himself.